USA Radio News.
Police in Jacksonville, Florida are still trying to figure out why an esports participant who lost during a Madden 19 gaming tournament would open fire on the crowd and kill two people and wound nine others. Today, the Jacksonville PD held a press conference and was asked where the gunman got the gun.
Based on the investigation at this point, he legally purchased the firearms from a licensed dealer and didn't violate any laws in doing that. He did buy the guns recently, and I don't have the exact timetable, but, John, 2 weeks?
It's fairly recently, within a month or
so. Rick Davis, Senator John McCain's former presidential campaign manager and family spokesman, read a farewell statement today from Senator McCain at a press conference in Phoenix, Arizona.
We believe always in the promise and greatness of America, because nothing is inevitable here. Americans never quit. We never surrender. We never hide from history. We make history.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of Warren Hour are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The Earth is about to have another brush with a rather large space rock. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Scientists insist there's no need to worry about the giant asteroid that is zooming towards our planet. The asteroid discovered in 2016, known as NF-23, is to pass by the Earth on Wednesday, and it is getting a lot of attention as NASA says it's roughly the size of Egypt's Great Pyramid, but they say that while it's referred to as a close call by space standards, it's still pretty far off at over 3 million miles away. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Lanny Davis, Michael Cohen's attorney, is walking back comments he made over the weekend that said Cohen could tell Robert Mueller's team that President Trump had prior knowledge of a meeting with a Russian lawyer to get information on Hillary Clinton. Today, Cohen said, I should have been more clearer that I could not confirm that story. Davis also said he regretted the error for communicating unclearly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Today, President Trump announced his administration had reached a deal with Mexico on issues that have held up the NAFTA agreement for over a year now. President Trump talks about how this deal will be great for the economy and manufacturing.
It's been a long time, and this is something that's very special for our manufacturers and for our farmers from both countries, for all of the people that work for jobs. It's also great trade, and it makes it a much more fair bill. And we are very, very excited about it. We have worked long and hard. Your representatives have been terrific. My representatives have been fantastic, too. They've gotten along very well, and they've worked late into the night for months. It's an extremely complex bill, and it's something that I think will be talked about for many years to come.
A team from Honolulu, Hawaii, won the 2018 Little League World Series Championship on Sunday. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more good news for the Aloha State.
Hurricane Lane has fizzled away, leaving not too much damage. And the National Park Service is planning to reopen some sections of Hawaii Volcanoes National Park next month. That follows the lull in activity from the Kilauea volcano. Tourists can now plan to visit as of September 22nd. The park was closed after the volcano erupted in May. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.